Well, let's talk about your latest arrival, Liam O'Neill, first of all. We've just had a chat with him. One of the best, I think, interviews we've probably ever had from a player arriving at the U's. Taught really, really well, and you must be delighted to have him on board. If his interviews are anything to go by, you've got a cracker.
Yeah, let's hope his performances are as good as his conversation skills. I mean, you're right, he's a bright kid. He's a bright guy. And I think, you know, I wanted somebody, again, I spoke to you guys after the Luton presser, after the Luton game, and you asked the question if anybody was to be coming into the building. I'd say it was only one for the long term, and that's exactly what Liam is. He's a player that we've had on our radar for a long time.
And he's a player with versatility as well, but from what you've said so far, you see him long term as a midfielder. Is that where you want to use him?
Yeah, I mean, I've brought him in to be, you know, one of the midfielders going forward, you know, for now, for this season, for next season and beyond. I know he's played a lot of his games up at Chesterfield this year at right back, and I don't see him as a right back. That's not to say that he's not got that flexibility within his game, that certain times, you know, he might be called upon to play in that position, but no, I'm definitely looking at him as one of the, you know, the two, three men midfielders what I've used.
In terms of dealing with your midfielders so far this season, it's been relatively straightforward in that James Dunn's been a regular pick, and then Max Clark and Connor Newton, since he's been fit, have tended to rotate between the two of them. You've got Liam, you've got Paul Lewis has come in as well. Does it make that balancing act now a little trickier?
Some would say so. I think, you know, we need competition for places, you know, getting as many good players into the football club as possible, making sure that this window was all about attracting the right type of players. Now, I keep saying about it being that transitional period where, you know, you're building not just for now and hopefully for what this season can deliver, but for the future as well. So in terms of having to juggle players, that's my job. You know, that's something that I have to, you know, be very sure about and make the right calls. For the lads themselves, I've been in their situation, you know, where managers have brought in players in my position, and it's galvanised me as a player. You know, I've always kind of took upon it of another task, you know, and I never ever was the shrinking violet that, you know, went to sleep and kind of thought my career was ended, because you never know what's around the corner in football. We've seen numerous times this year injuries, form, and that's probably been the one position in my in my squad that I looked upon perhaps needing a little bit more competition for.
In terms of your injury situation, are you going to be able to welcome back anyone this weekend? I think there was a sense that maybe there wouldn't be too much change a week or so ago.
No, I mean, you know, not just last week, but previous weeks to this, it's been a case of missing large chunks of players for the season. That's been our story, really. You know, the positive this week is that we've seen Barry Corr on the training field once again, and, you know, every time he steps over that white line and he, you know, gets mud on his boots and he does outside, you know, practices with the first team squad, he gets closer to being involved in our match day squad, so that's a positive for us.
With Harrison Dunk, he took a knock in the first half, didn't come out for the second half. How is he?
Yeah, he did. He took a hefty kick. Yeah, he got a stud mark just on top of his ankle, which caused him a bit of pain. But no, he'll be fine. Harrison was back on the training field on Monday morning.